Exercises 7 through 9. Early in my career, I saw the difference a boss can make when my friend Corey Billington went to work for an information technology company. Corey joined an internal consulting team which uncovers and invents ways to improve the company's supply chains. The team leader, I'll call him Hector, wowed executives with big ideas and flashy presentations. Unfortunately, Hector spent hardly any time talking to his people and showed little interest in their work or careers. Hector ignored his team for long stretches and then, at seemingly random intervals, rushed in and demanded that everyone work on some urgent project. To paraphrase one team member, every now and then, he would ride in on his white horse, lead a charge, kill the enemy, declare victory, and gallop away. Then we wouldn't see him for a while. People at the team got fed up with Hector's odd behavior and gave him low marks on the employee attitude survey. To management's credit, they moved Hector to another job and made Corey the boss. Corey used a different style. He listened to his people, worked with them to uncover their skills and hopes, and labored to land projects that they would enjoy and that would bolster the team's reputation. The first years were tough. His team had trouble getting good work. An early project failed. Corey made a hiring mistake, and some executives questioned whether the company needed the consulting team at all. But Corey persisted, helping his people develop new skills, learn from setbacks, and grow a group of loyal clients inside and eventually outside the company. Under Hector, the team's consultants were paid much less than people who did similar work elsewhere, and he made no effort to raise their pay. Corey fought for them, because he thought not getting paid based on one's value was very bad. Life slowly got better at the team. Within 5 years, they were doing high-profile work and were named the best strategy group by Informs, a prestigious academic society.